Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell happened to the computer on and shit? The cabin. Damn, Blog Talk fucking up, boy. That's what they do you. It's all good, because you know what I'm saying? Do my own shit. Bitches. I thought I could. The fuck? Oh, shit. Okay, here we go, people. I'm trying to get the show started real quick. Hold on just a second. Cause
computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like I run away from my ass.
Space. The final frontier.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host DJ
Presenting Night. Interface complete. Night. I'm on the south side of my Nairobi homeboys, you know what I'm saying, down here. And I'm on a website called Homeboys, homeboys.co.uk. And what it is East Africa. East Africa's got a DJ coalition basically set up. And they're doing big things over there. So what I'm trying to do is contact them and see how I can get Mrs. Janu Music and everybody else who I promote, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all music over there and jamming in East Africa, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to contact them up real quick and see how we can go about getting that in. So today is my Health Your Health Monday, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about food poisoning. Yeah, some of y'all have been poisoned out there, some people ain't. So what we going to do is we're going to get into it, talk about food poison, man. And we're going to find out who been eating the wrong shit and who ain't and who done, you know, went through it and got over the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we got new music and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying, right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride with your homeboy. DJ smells so motherfucking good. You know what I'm saying? So before we do what we do, you know, we always got a rep for the independent artists, and I thought you knew. And don't forget, we do got the coming up, the A&R. Well, fuck it. I'll let you tell it. Well, I thought he was going to tell it. What the hell is going on? All right. This is a network fucking up, people. Yeah. They're fucking up, and it's all good in the hood, because they already know me. You know what I'm saying? I works with the madness. I don't give up. I works with the madness. All right, here we go. Check this out. God damn it. Get my fucking head up.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&A&R Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen, I'm trying to supposed to call you Scott Sadiba.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, homeboy Goofy Boo out there on the streets in San Jose, California. If y'all happen to see him, you know what I'm saying, hit him up, a 6'2" Mexican man. And tell him what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Get into the video. He's filming a new video for the song called Why. You know what I'm saying? New song he got out. And yeah, doing it real big. Hold it down, homie. You know what I'm saying? And so if y'all do see him live out there on the streets, you know what I'm saying, walk up to him and tell that motherfucker, let me hear you say, hey, what the hell is going on? Shit pissed me off, man. All this mother double playing and all that. Shit ain't gonna be going on. Tell you what I am gonna do though. I log in over here on y'all bitch asses. Yeah, Kenyan DJ, Mike Robard. Shout out to Mike Robard. He's doing his thing. All right, let me see if I can get something fucking started, because I don't know what the hell's going on. Where the fuck is the music at? Uh-oh, people. Yeah, they're pulling the bullshit. They're trying to pull the bullshit. Check this out. See, we don't go back door on that ass. We go back doors on that ass. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't keep a motherfucking good nigga down. Watch this shit here, y'all. Check this shit out. Now, back door, right? You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Watch. Well, y'all can't watch, but listen. Yeah. Can't block me, you son of a bitch.
Everybody, let me hear you say, yeah. Let's go get loud, everybody in the building.
Come on,
let me hear you say,
yeah.
All my hustlers on the block getting quite all pop like war.
Let me hear you say,
yeah.
If you know you put it down for your town, rip it hard right now.
Let me hear you say,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
You already know what I do, how I do when I do it. Ain't a damn thing changed now. It's straight low records, baby. And you know we coming hard, putting our bullshit aside. Ready to ride, that purple be keeping us high. You know how we do. It's goofy bone and bruise, bruise. Getting so loose with attitudes like what it do. Homie, who is you? We stacking our paper, reach up on the top. Ain't nobody in this crew gon' stop. Homie just went to our CD drop. I guarantee that this shit won't flop. Yeah, and you know where I'm bound. Home of the spark tank, cruising on the east side. Smoke a blunt through the face, that's how I get high. Let me get a Caesar salad and a large fry. Cause I'm a big boy and big boys need big meals. Riding big wheels, keep it so trill. Yeah, homie, I'm for real. You think that you keeping it real? Homie, I think that you keeping the face. Get your bitch ass up out of my face before I knock you back into your place.
In the house, and I thought you knew. It's Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce, the dynamic duo. Stepping on lanes, cause we straight out of San Ho. The east side is my side, you better watch the homicide. My Glocks are ready to do the crime, and if I fuck up, I'm doing time. But I never do, that's why I'm on the grind. Steady collecting my paper, trying to catch them falling dimes. As a hustler, shit, you need that paper. Money is the ruler, just like on Green Acres. Up in Northern California, we got that tree. Smoking every switcher that the liquor store could feed. And my life is full of greed, and I know that's a sin. But I'm repping unlimited, don't let me tell you again. To all the ladies riding my shit, to all the gangsters conscious shit. Bruce, Bruce, tell them how we ride and rep.
Where the hustlers at? Put your hands
Drop, drop, ass on the job, trying to keep me off the block. That's the real hard, I make it to the top, top. Wanna see me dead, but I ain't gonna stop. I'm something. I told you that shit ain't gonna be easy, bro.
And damn, Javon Black and Dice, yeah, just Dice. Okay, shouts out to them boys right there doing a real big, dirty, yeah, Dice. Shouts out to Dice, yes, yeah, Dice featuring Javon Black going in. That's what we doing here. We going in. We ain't even got started yet, people. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to get a couple little tunes out of the way, and then of course we're gonna get off into this conversation. And once we get off into this, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We do what we got to do until we is through. Alright? So y'all hold on, enjoy the music, sit back and relax, smoke one. If not, go and get a sack. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it over there. Alright. I'm gonna give y'all a new song. This is for my artist, Miss John New. I'm over here trying to get this thing sent to Nairobi, y'all, East Africa. You know what I'm saying? And we can get it popping up off of there. Oh, shit. Y'all already know what time it is.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
You're DJ.
Step
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Dope Rider Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit twice, I'll kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole it and slit that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch for the great organ? You don't need a pick, but they gon' have me off in the prison. Beat my dick, you gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. With a pop up run and kill me, there, nigga, I'm with. I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you.
With your whatever the fuck. Oh man, y'all already know how we live up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? On a weedless Monday, might I say. You know what I'm saying? But it's going down. And I always rep for my peoples, man. So if you want to send me promos for the show, make sure you send it to WDGERadio@gmail.com and make sure y'all get it on. You know what I'm saying?
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to my homeboy Easy Rider, doing it real big. And just to let y'all know, man, my homeboy Goofy Bone is out there in the streets of San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Putting together a new hit video. Y'all be seeing that pretty soon, coming soon. Check out YouTube, Straight Lope Records YouTube channel, and got a bunch of videos already up there. So he out in the hood, you know what I'm saying? We got a new song out there for you. This is called Why.
What life work, looking at the world in a whole different way. Can I play a play? But nah, they just hate me. jump, sucker, but I handle my business with my Glock in my fist. Knocking him left and right, cause these bitches ain't shit. I never had time to be a thundercat. I was always on the corners, serving them sacks. At a very young age, I didn't know nothing. Money was a ruler, cause it made your ass suck. Living in a world where you try to be rich. These people are jealous, that's why they sin. I'm on the way to court, hoping I survive. Looking in the sky, and I only have God. Why does my world have to be like this, sinner? Why they do me this way? Living in a world where I can't succeed. Destroying my life every time I breathe, sinner. Why they do me this way? Why I'm in a world where I can't succeed? Why I'm in a world controlled by greed? The deal, take your life and it's just like that. We have no rights and that's just a fact. I'm on the street smoking a blunt trying to calm down. Walking from the court that was in downtown. San Jose on the East Rock stay. The place where the SJPD like the rain. Try to get me caught up with a bullshit case. I know the pigs hate on me because of my race. I try to stand tall and be all I can be. I know you don't like me but you still can't destroy me. Living the life with money in my pocket. Bitches all lined up and I know you all jockeying. This is how I do it and this is how I live. Looking in the mirror asking myself, man. Why does my world have to be like this, sinner? Why they do me this way? Living in a world where I can't succeed. Destroying my life every time I breathe, singing. Why they do me this way? Laughing at the world cause I know it's a joke. I feel like a comedian playing my smoke. I have no remorse for the life that I live. Hundreds died on the shit that I give. And my heart still beats for my fucking town. You better recognize cause you know I get around. The women want me, the men wanna kill me. With all the shit I done, of course they wanna bury me. Giving a middle finger when I'm fucking your hoe. I got no time to wait, that's why I'm always on the go. The big tits I love it, the hood rats I love with. A simple motherfucker, we forgot it, just fuck.
Straight off the streets of San Jose, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it up in this motherfucker, man. And this is the last one, people, before we get off into today's show. Food poisoning, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about that motherfucking food poisoning. It's going down real big. And, yeah. So, what I'm going to do is play one of my home girls. You know what I'm saying? Miss Q Nas, because y'all just, I can't play this more than enough. And, you know, because advertisement has been taking over America. Advertisement has been taking over America.
Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisement, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall. Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm because your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep to cure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pocket to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
Damn right, motherfuckers. Advertisements taking over goddamn America, man. Shit, everywhere you look, a motherfucker trying to get you to buy this, buy that, take this out your pocket, tell you this is wrong, you fucked up here, It's going, shut the hell up. Damn. Advertising taking over America. Shouts out to Miss Q, man. You know what I'm saying? They out on tour right now. Her and Miss Naj. You know what I'm saying? They're going state to state right now. And promotions of the new book and CD that's out, available on Amazon. And that is From Pedal to Sepal. You know, check that out. Some hot poetry on there. Some truth between the words. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. Big up my homeboy Goofy at Boom. Still out on the streets, San Jose, California, out there filming up the video, you know what I'm saying, a new hit video for the new song called Why, you know what I'm saying, a little Michael Jackson remake there, you know what I'm saying, going down real big, and that's how we do it, man, just play the songs, y'all know what the song is about, y'all make sure y'all check out YouTube, coming out soon, and y'all be able to see the video. All right, so we over here at the University of Maryland Medical Center. And we're talking about food poisoning, you know what I'm saying? I know people out there that have been poisoned, or you might not have been poisoned and wondering what the hell food poisoning is. Either way it go. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about today. I know some people done ate the wrong shit. Like my artist, you know what I'm saying? She went to Church's Chicken, fucked around and ordered a two-piece. How the hell you order a two-piece chicken? And after finishing the chicken, you know what I'm saying? Your damn stomach all fucked up. And yeah. That's because you done got food poison. And this is what we're talking about. This is the introduction. Food poisoning occurs when you eat food contaminated with bacteria or the other toxins. Symptoms include diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps. And generally start 4 to 36 hours after eating contaminated food. While food poisoning is often caused by bacteria, it can also result from eating poisonous plants. Some mushrooms, for instance, and animals such as puffer fish, that you really ain't supposed to be eating anyway. Every year, more than 75 million people get sick from food poisoning, especially during summer when food may not get kept cold enough to prevent bacteria from growing, which, you know what I'm saying, you can't let food sit out and shit. People be letting food sit out, and then you can't let it overthaw out either. You know, you can't forget that shit. Go to the store, do all the shit, and come back, and the goddamn meat is all browned. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to fuck around and eat that. You don't want to do that. So if you ever seen somebody with food poisoning, you know what I'm saying, you might have seen some of these signs. Some typical signs of nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, diarrhea, head or muscle aches, and fever. Symptoms usually appear within 12 to 72 hours of eating contaminated food, but may also occur 30 minutes to 4 weeks later. So, I mean, it's not really, you know what I'm saying, just, it's not really a sure set time, put it that way, people. But specific bacteria may cause these signs and symptoms. You can get Clostridium botulinum or botulism, which is weakness or blurred vision, sensitivity to light, double vision, paralyzed eye nerves, difficulty speaking and swallowing, paralysis that spreads downward, and also respiratory failure or death. Yeah, these are all direct causes, you know what I'm saying, that can result fucking around with the damn food poison. It's very serious. You know what I'm saying? Something you just don't want to try to put no milk over and just let that shit, you know what I'm saying, go away. Also, this happens in chicken a lot. You have salmonella, you know what I'm saying? Which is fever, chills, blood, and diarrhea, bloody diarrhea. You know, that's if you have salmonella poisoning. Escherichia coli, which is E. coli. Is hemorrhagic colitis, which is diarrhea with very little stool and large amounts of blood. E. coli symptoms may appear as many as 3 days after eating contaminated food. Then you also have mushroom poisoning, which can affect the liver, the neurological system, which is the brain, or the gastrointestinal tract. Symptoms include stomach upset, delirium, which is confusion, vision difficulties, heart muscle problems, kidney failure, and death of liver tissue. It may also cause death if it is not treated right away. Yeah. Now, and this is what I really wanted to get into was like the seafood poisoning, because since we got the so-called oil spills and all this other bullshit that's going on in your natural resource, which is your water source, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to be wary of some of the effects from eating seafood and stuff like that. So this could be one of fish poisoning, you know, causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, dizziness, and headache, and specific types of fish poisoning can cause other signs and symptoms, such as ciguatera, which is numbness or tingling around the mouth, feeling of loose teeth, impaired touch sensation of hot as cold and cold as hot, so you can't tell the difference between the two. Also itching, muscle and joint pain, slow heart rate, low blood pressure, and also caused by toxins in some fish, including grouper, snapper, mackerel, and barracuda. Yeah, barracuda, all that can cause that shit there. Puffer fish poisoning. Now, this is the fish that looks a little small, but then when it gets scared, it blows up. And that's a puffer fish. And really, that's toxic, too. I don't see how people eat that shit, but apparently they found some way to eat it. Numbness or tingling around the mouth, trouble of coordinating movement, difficulty swallowing, excessive saliva, twitching, loss of ability to speak, convulsions, paralysis that spreads upward, and respiratory failure, which could lead to death. This is common, at least around here in Florida, you know, because we have a lot of shellfish hunting and stuff like that. So shellfish poisoning is numbness or tingling around the mouth or in the arms and legs, trouble swallowing, difficulty speaking, and this can be caused by toxins in algae that are eaten by the shellfish. So it's not even direct poison, like, you know, coming from that. It can just be in the natural environment, which, you know, they eat algae and all the other kind of shit. So you gotta be wearful of that, people. That, you know, that's really what I wanted to cover, was that shellfish shit, because with this so-called scare, you know what I'm saying, with the oil spill and shit like that, you know, we gonna see, but then you ain't gonna see. It's gonna be a little minute until you see the effect, you know what I'm saying, of exactly, you know what I'm saying, what it has done to the seafood and sea life. These are some causes, you know, what causes food poisoning. You know, usually bacteria and algae cause food poisoning, but poisonous plants and animals may also be the cause. So nature, period, people, can fuck you up, alright? Common bacterial toxins include E. coli, and undercooked hamburger, or unpasteurized apple juice or cider, raw milk, contaminated water or ice, and vegetables fertilized by cow manure or spread from person to person. You also have listeria, monocytogen, or L-monocytogen, which happen to coleslaw, dairy products, which are mostly soft cheeses from outside the United States, and cold or processed meat. Also, salmonella, which especially can be found in poultry, beef, eggs, or dairy products. You also have shigella, which is from vegetables or cool, moist food, such as potato and egg salads, that are handled after cooking. Can't leave that shit out, people. It will still settle, and bacteria will grow on that shit quick. Then you have Staphylococcus aureus, or S. aureus, which is in salad dressing, ham, eggs, custard-filled pastries, mayonnaise, and potato salad, usually from the hands of the food handlers. Whoever's handling that, you know what I'm saying, you need to make sure they have clean hands, people. That's one thing, too. You go to somebody's house, you need to make sure that they're the habits are up to par. You know what I'm saying? The sanitary habits are up to par. You can make sure they're cleaning everything that they fucking work with. You know what I'm saying? You stuck it into this, you need to clean it out before you put it into that. You know, that's very important. You also have C. Jejunai, which is in raw milk and chicken. You also have Steve Bartolinum, which is in improperly home canned foods, with, also in children under 1 year of age, mostly from honey, but also from corn syrup. So, you know, you got to watch out for that shit too, people. Then you have Clostridium perfringens, or C. perfringens, which is in meat and poultry dishes and gravy. Mostly foods that were cooked more than 24 hours before eating and were not reheated well enough. Yeah, people, you got to make sure you nuke your shit. You know what I'm saying? And then last but not least, you have the B. cholerae, which is in a bivalve or two-shelled shellfish, such as mussels, clams, oysters, and scallops, or raw shellfish and crustaceans such as lobsters, shrimp, and crabs. You can all get B. cholerae from that. And then the common types of fish poisoning, this is just for fish poisoning, include scombroid poisoning, which is from bacteria in dark meat fish such as tuna, bonito, skipjack, mahi-mahi, mackerel, and that are not refrigerated well. That's all that comes from. Also, ciguatera poisoning, which is in tropical fish such as grouper, surgeon fish, snapper, barracuda, moray eel, or shark that have eaten toxic plankton. See, these are the fish that have fed on the fish. So you still got to be careful, you know what I'm saying, about the fish's food chain, about what they eat. Because that what they're eating can fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Also, puffer fish poisoning from the organs and flesh of puffer fish. And then you also have poisoning from shellfish that feed on certain algae. So mushroom poison occurs from eating wild and poisonous mushrooms, especially Amanita phalloids. So all those are a lot of common. I can do that. I'll send that to you. Some common effects, you know what I'm saying, that occur. So you got to be careful what you eat, people. You got to make sure your food and everything that you eat is properly cooked and prepared. It's not left out on the counter. And if it is left out on the counter, that your counter is clean. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get all those kind of bacteria floating around on your counters if you don't properly wash your counters. You know, with bleach or some kind of, astringent cleaner. So who's most at risk? You know, really everybody. But infants and the elderly are at a greater risk for food poisoning because other factors include this. Having a pre-existing medical condition such as chronic kidney failure, liver disease, or diabetes. Taking antibiotic, antihistamine, or steroid medicine. Having sickle cell anemia and other problems with red blood cells. Weakened immune system, and also traveling in an area where contamination is more likely. Listeriosis is most common in pregnant women, fetuses, and people with immune problems. When a fetus is infected with listeria, it may be born prematurely or die. So, you do need to get some treatment, people, for this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? This is really not a home remedy type deal, which in some cases they are, in some cases they're not. You know what I'm saying? So, if you go to your healthcare provider, he's going to examine you for signs and symptoms of food poisoning, such as stomach problems and dehydration. They also may look ask you about foods which you have eaten recently, where you may have traveled, and if you have had contact with people showing similar symptoms. So they might do some tests of your vomit, blood, and stool, which is your shit. Might do a shit sample on you, you know what I'm saying, which can identify the cause. In the case of botulism, your healthcare provider may also request electromyography, which is a test to measure electric impulses in the muscles to confirm the diagnosis. Also, a lumbar puncture or a spinal tap may be done to check for signs and symptoms related to central nervous system disorders. So, you know, just that's a heads up. Any one of those can happen if you go you know, falling off to the doctor, you know what I'm saying? So make sure before you fall to the doctor, you know what's actually really going on too. You know what I'm saying? You won't be spending a lot of money, and it could just been a simple upset stomach. You got some treatment options. You got some treatment options for prevention. These steps can help prevent food poisoning. First of all, people, and this is the most important thing, which motherfuckers just, I don't know. I see people do this shit on a daily basis. They walk out the bathroom, don't wash their hands. You know, they come from outside playing and shit and just run right into the refrigerator and grab something to eat. You know, you got to sanitize your shit, people. You have to sanitize your shit. All right? All right. So, first one is wash your hands and clean any dishes or utensils when you are making or serving food. You want to keep juices from meat, poultry, and seafood away from ready-to-eat foods because, you know, meat and chicken some have and seafood sometimes has blood dripping from it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want that, especially seafood, because it has that cake, it has a coating or some shit. You want to make sure you wash your seafood, too. Also, cook foods to proper temperatures. Promptly refrigerate any food you will not be eating right away. Also, if you take care of young children, wash your hands often and dispose of diapers carefully so that bacteria can't spread to other surfaces or people. If you make canned food at home, make sure to follow proper canning techniques to prevent botulism. Don't feed honey to children under a year of age. I don't know too many people that do that, but somebody out there might be doing that, so don't do that. Also, that honey is so thick, you know what I'm saying, it takes a minute for an adult to process honey. So you got to think about giving that to a child who, you know what I'm saying, don't even know how to process it properly. Also, don't eat wild mushrooms. I know cyanide was good at this because they have them growing in the Netherlands. So you do have access to them, but you do need to be careful. Also, when traveling where contamination is more likely, eat only hot, freshly cooked food. You know what I'm saying? Boil water before drinking, if possible, and don't eat raw vegetables or unpeeled fruit. So that's when you're traveling, because you don't know how long that shit's been sitting out or whose hands have been touching it. You know what I'm saying? Always refrigerate fish. And don't eat tropical fish caught during blooms of poison plankton. Eat puffer fish only in specially licensed restaurants with chefs trained to cook it, because that is something very dangerous, because you have to actually detoxify the goddamn puffer fish. And also don't eat shellfish exposed to red tides. And if others may have eaten food that made you sick, let them know. And if you think the food was contaminated when you bought it from a store or restaurant, tell the staff and your local health department. You do need to report that, people, so somebody else will not get sick and the store won't be, just neglecting shit. You know what I'm saying? And hold on one second. Yeah, what's up, brother? Nah, you know it's slow rolling, moving and moving, getting it in. It's going down, it's going down. I'm all here on the show talking about food poisoning today. I'll let me know. I'm with it. Nah, he ain't swung by. I ain't seen him. And I think T done pilled back off again, too, so. Yeah, know that. So now let me. So I am ready. All right, shit. Let me know, shit. I know I'm ready. Goddamn Meech Dog, famous comedian, right there holding it down for Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what I'm about, people. I'm about traveling, shit. I'm trying to get to wherever success is at. If it's in Kentucky, goddamn it. If it's in Cali, if it's in Las Vegas, bitch, I got to get there. So that's what we all about, you know what I'm saying? Working to get there. All right, let me give you a little bit more, then we're going to wrap it up and get into this nutty news, you know what I'm saying? Treatment plan. Treatment for most cases of food poisoning involves replacing fluids and electrolytes, such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride. While experiencing vomiting and diarrhea, the person should avoid solid food, but increase clear liquids. In most severe cases, a person may need help either breathing or stopping vomiting. In most cases, healthcare providers do not prescribe antibiotics because they may prolong diarrhea. If you have eaten certain toxins such as from mushrooms or shellfish, your healthcare provider may take steps to clean out your stomach or pump, you know what I'm saying, which is a process called lavage or pumping the stomach, and administer activated charcoal, which can help absorb the remaining toxins. Also, you have a couple of drug therapies, which, you know, everybody's not like myself, you know what I'm saying, don't really do the drugs, so it's I may not be healthy for you. But depending on the symptoms, cause, and severity of food poisoning, your health care provider may prescribe drugs such as antibiotics, antitoxins to neutralize toxins from C. botulinum, only given within the first 72 hours. Also, amitriptyline, which is to control the numbness and tingling from psychoterror poisoning. Or you have apomorphine or ipecac syrup to cause vomiting and help get help rid the body of toxins. Also, atropine for mushroom poisoning. Or diphenhydramine or cimetidine is for fish poisoning. And also mannitol, which is for nerve-related symptoms of psychoterror poisoning. Yeah, so you can have any one of those, you know what I'm saying? And that shit can help you out. So, yeah, let's get about the paper. That's my own boy. Play that old Big Bama. Old Bone, we still jamming that around him. Alright, so and take some proper nutrition, people. You got to take some proper nutrition. You got to take care of your body, all right? The following general nutritional guidelines may help in the case of food poisoning. First, drink plenty of fluid. This is to prevent dehydration, which definitely can be caused if you're throwing up all your shit. Drink barley or rice water, and that is to soothe inflamed stomach or intestines. Get probiotics such as lactobacillus, acidophilus or lactobacillus bulgaricus, which can help restore the balance of good bacteria in the intestine. If you are traveling in an area where the food and water may be contaminated, in addition to taking the precautions above, taking probiotics both before and during your trip may help maintain intestinal health. Also, apple cider vinegar is a traditional remedy that, although it has not been studied scientifically, may have some antimicrobial properties. So you can mix 2 teaspoons, and 1 cup warm water and drink several times a day. for specific types of food poisoning, which some people might have. You can get alpha lipoic acid, which several reports indicate that alpha lipoic acid, which is an antioxidant commonly found in broccoli or spinach and beef, may help treat amanita or mushroom poisoning, especially when combined with milk thistle or xylibum marianum. Also seek medical treatment if you suspect mushroom poisoning, and do not self-treat. Alright, also vitamin A. Studies on rats show that vitamin A offered some protection against salmonella. Rats infected with salmonella appear to eliminate the bacteria from their bodies faster when pre-treated with vitamin A rather than with placebo, according to one study. They also gained more weight and had a greater immune response than rats given placebo. And last but not least, calcium phosphate. One animal study suggests that rats receiving calcium phosphate supplements may be protected from salmonella poisoning. Also, researchers think that calcium phosphate helps boost lactobacillus, the good bacteria found in the intestine, which helps fight off salmonella. Yeah. And you got a lot of other good shit, you know what I'm saying, on here. You know what I'm saying? You got some herbs out there that you can use. One supplement to avoid, I will definitely say this, is fish oil. In study of mice infected with the bacteria Listeria, animals that regularly consume diets rich in fish oil had significantly more bacteria in their spleens than animals that consume diets rich in lard or soybean oil. Until researchers can determine what these results mean to humans, people with Listeria infection should avoid foods containing fish oil. Now, I don't know how that affects vitamins and stuff like that that are packed with fish oil. So, you know, all right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Peace out to my homeboy Goofy Bone, who out in the streets once again in San Jose, California, live. Doing the making of the video, why? And your boy Smells So Good is going to be hitting the street soon, too, man. We make them all motherfucking videos. And it's just time to really take this thing to the next level. So before I do it for anybody else, I'm going to do a video for my motherfucking self. And that's how we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So blessings to your homie. You know what I'm saying? Out there on your venture. You know what I'm saying? Getting the video locked down. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And go ahead and get a little dead dollars in the background for the rest of this, you know? All right, we got some herbs. Give you these herbs and we'll get into the nutty news. Herbs include, various herbs have been traditionally used to treat different types of food poisoning, though in most cases more research is needed. So milk thistle, which is xylibum marianum, is often used for liver disorders and is widely used in Europe to treat amanita mushroom poisoning. Studies show that patients with amanita poisoning can be effectively treated with xylibinum, which is the primary active component of milk thistle, up to 48 hours after eating the deadly mushrooms. Animal studies of Chinese and Japanese combination herbal remedies used for Listeria suggest that they may be effective for food poisoning. Active ingredients include Asian ginseng or Panax ginseng, astragalus root or astragalus membranaceous, Chinese cinnamon bark, ginger root, licorice, peony root, or skullcap. Seek the advice of a trained and licensed herbalist or practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine who will guide your individual treatment. Do not self-treat with these herbs. Some of these herbs should not be taken if you have heart disease or high blood pressure or take blood thinning medication. In addition, some of these herbs interact with other herbs, supplement and prescription medicines. So it is important to make sure all your health care providers know what you are taking. Laboratory or test tube studies suggest that the following herbs have antibacterial or antimicrobial properties, although there is no evidence they are effective for treating food poisoning in humans. That includes bitter vine, golden seal, Oregon grape, and chamomile. Also, barberry has also been used traditionally to treat diarrhea from infectious cases, causes such as E. coli and D. cholera. So, there you go. For more information on all this, man, please go to www. Oh, I'll call you right back, man. I'm on the radio, baby. I'll call you right back. Okay, so it's go to umm.edu. That's the University of Maryland. And this comes from their medical center. So go to www.umm.edu. And you can pull up all of this information. Look up in the search, just type in food poisoning. And it'll pull up a whole list of all this kind of stuff. If you have an iPhone, you can download the new UMMS iPhone Medical Encyclopedia, so you can quickly look up terms that, you know what I'm saying, you might not know what the hell it is. Like dis-ums and items and all the kind of big word names. And it'll break down the actual word. Alright? So make sure you go and check that out. And this has been My Health, Your Health Monday, presents Food Poisoning. You know what I'm saying? May this help you stay healthy, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a dangerous world in which we live. And motherfuckers will not tell you all the bad shit that is in everything that you eat. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to keep your eyes open as well as your ears, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to get into that news. Trying to get into the news.
It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, your social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on hold. You lean in and just put something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah. Once again, Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Shouts out to Mr. Sinai, my co-host out there. Floating around, helping somebody out. I already know what time that is. And I seen Miss Tasha Triple X online earlier. Shouts out to her, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into this thing, man. We over here in Pennsylvania, people, where Penny Packer goes after girls' shorts with short skirts. Right. Actually, let's get a little newer. How about that, people? We're going to give you the shit that just happened yesterday type, you know what I'm saying? Ah, come on, stop with the bullshit. Damn, what the hell going on with that? We don't want to hear it. Okay, starting from the top. And when I'm telling people, we're going to get into some nutty shit, you know what I'm saying? Okay, over here in Haiti, only 2% of quake debris in Haiti has yet to be cleared. From the dusty rock mounds lining the streets to a national palace that looks like it's vomiting concrete from its core, rubble is one of the most visible reminders of Haiti's devastating earthquake. Rubble is everywhere in this capital city. Cracked slabs, busted up cinder blocks, half-destroyed buildings that still spill bricks and pulverized concrete onto the sidewalks. The city looks pretty much as it did a month after the January 12th quake. That was January 12th, people. This is February, March, April, May, June, July, August. We're in September. Damn near years gone by, and these people still ain't motherfucking came in there to help these people out. Yet y'all was shipped billions of fucking aid over to Afghanistan, Iran, all these other bullshit ass countries that not saying that they needed it, don't, but they ain't went through what the fuck is going on here. Yeah. Nah. In Australia, a man saves women who drove into his swimming pool. Damn. The quick actions of a Narang man saved the lives of two young women who were trapped in their sinking car after it plowed into his swimming pool. Adrian Sclater was dozing on his couch when he heard the almighty crash, followed by a splash about 11:30 p.m. I ran outside. The girl in the back was freaking out and screaming. "We're sinking," said Mr. Sclater. Mr. Sclater and a neighbor managed to pull a window outward from the frame before snapping it to free the panicked women. Damn. That's some scary shit there, boy. Yeah. In California, got an award, people. A burglary suspect falls through ceiling into cops' hands. Right. California police found the burglar. They were hunting when he fell through a ceiling into their arms. Yeah, an officer said. Jose Parada, 23, of Montebello, was jailed on suspicion of burglary after he allegedly broke into three businesses. Parada was hiding in the attic of one of the buildings as deputies searched it. As he was moving around in the attic there, he actually fell through the ceiling. Right. All righty then. That's the first award of the day. Let's go ahead and give that to Mr. Smart Guy falling through the roof there. Yeah, all righty.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Just as Ms. Heavenly Angel has come in and just starting up the good old nutty of the news, you know what I'm saying? On just one. All right, bring everybody back on up in here. Get a good old porn start out of that, man. What's up, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Oh, I've made it just the last few minutes. I tried to call earlier, but my phone wasn't working.
Oh, yeah.
Where was that?
I seen you called in, and then it was like it hung up. So I figured you would have called back on up in.
The phone where I was at wasn't keeping the signal.
Oh.
All I'm out and about.
Oh, okay. Walking around doing your thing?
I'm in the car now.
Oh,
hands-free.
Okay. Yeah, it's the safest way to be, people. Hands-free. That's real. What, you got to plug through your radio or you got your Bluetooth on?
Are you feeling better today?
Yeah. You know, I'm still recovering. Still recovering, you know. Still recovering.
Have a shot of whiskey to flush it out?
Yeah. No, I don't really do that hot toddy type shit. You know, they tell you do the hot toddy and all that. I really didn't do none of that. It's kind of let nature
get your buff
take its
yet?
Course. Huh?
Got your buffs yet?
Nah. He working on some new stuff, though. He already let me know he working on a new batch, so. I'm in the waiting. Well, for the new shit, that probably be like 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, for it to mature. You got to let it mature, sit. It's a process, man. It just don't get potent overnight, you know what I'm saying? Fruit takes a little minute to spoil, and then from the time it spoils, then it goes through the fermentation process, and that's when you really got to watch it. And it actually starts swelling up. And a friend of mine did that one time, and he came home, He had a garage, and he had all the, he put the shit in the bottles. So when he came home, I mean, it was glass everywhere because the damn bottles, the pressure built up.
Loaded.
Yeah. So what you got to do is you got to keep watching the pressure build up and then release the pressure, you know what I'm saying? And then let it build back up. And that's what causes the ferment. That's what causes it to ferment and get real potent.
Live
so,
and learn, huh? Hey. Live and learn.
Hey. So we, I don't know where Mr. Cyanide at today. He's out and about too. So, you know, that's cool. Everybody doing their thing, getting their Monday started.
Fine Monday morning
yeah.
for me. Still morning for me.
Well, yeah. Good old afternoon around here, people. Good old afternoon. Let's go on over here to Greenway. I think this is our first time because I don't know where the hell that's at.
Where is that? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Greenway now. It doesn't have existed. But cyclists are ticketed by phantom cop in the bogus speed trap. Right. Bicycle speed 50. How the fuck you know how fast you going on a goddamn bicycle? Nah. Most urban cyclists are guilty of a little jaybiking. Yeah, not jaywalking, people. Jaybiking. A quick jaunt up onto the sidewalk here, a rolling stop there, and lately a mysterious bike cop. Not a cop on a bike, but a cop policing bikes has been coming down hard on cyclists pedaling down the Midtown Greenway. Here's the problem. He's enforcing an imaginary speed limit, and no one in local law enforcement is taking responsibility for Officer Unfriendly.
Oh, wow.
Ain't that a bitch. Now, he's just out here giving out false-ass tickets, but then you got to take the shit to court. You know what I'm saying? Which they do down here, too. So, you know, I ain't saying that the shit don't happen. They give you a goddamn ticket down here talking about saying you're supposed to have your front and back light on, a $3 item, which that is not issued or is not part of standard equipment when you buy a bicycle out of any store. But yet y'all turn around and say that it's mandatory to have on your motherfucking bicycle, and if you don't, it's a $48.50 ticket.
Then they shouldn't be selling bikes without it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But then you let motherfuckers ride motorcycles with goddamn no helmet and nothing else. Come the hell on, people. Anyways, in Illinois, 6-year-old faces expulsion over broken toy cap gun, which you should. I mean, people, it's 2010. If you haven't taught your child not to bring any kind of fucking gun to school, then you're the dumbass parent, and that's a dumbass child. I mean, we are in the age of motherfucking kids don't know the difference between a toy gun, apparently, or a real gun, and that's why they keep bringing this stupid shit to school, accidentally shooting kids or just shooting kids straight up. An Oglesby school child faces possible expulsion later this month for playing with a toy cap gun at school. Ethan Skaman, six years old, and an unidentified six-year-old who has since moved out of the school district were suspended from Lincoln Elementary School for playing with their toy cap guns on the school playground. The school policy states that any student who brings weapons or look-alikes to school or school events shall be expelled for a period of at least one calendar year, but not more than two calendar years.
What?
Damn.
The whole year?
They ain't even playing, boy. Damn. That means your kid
is... That is no joke, you know?
Yeah. That means your kid is held back. Basically, your kid's going to be held back a whole year because of your ignorance. You shouldn't have bought the motherfucking kid no goddamn cap guns anyway. Why?
He could have snuck it in. He could have snuck it in, you know?
Yeah, he could have, but, hey, that still falls on the parent, you know what I'm saying, for buying the shit, period. You should not be buying him no fucking cap guns, period. Kids don't even need to have guns, period. What is that teaching them?
For real, yeah, they don't need it.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, what is that teaching a male to buy him motherfucking Barbie dolls?
Well, what's wrong with a guy playing with Barbie dolls, boys playing with dolls? I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I see a problem with that. If a goddamn little boy is sitting around playing with a Barbie doll, something wrong with that. Playing with male dolls, a Teletubby or something like that, that's one thing. But you sitting there combing a goddamn little girl's hair, trying to do some tea time with the little doll.
Take care of your children. They should be able to comb their child's hair.
No. They don't need to be learning. Why are kids learning about child rearing at that age?
No, not child rearing. I'm just
that's what
about
it is.
Being,
that's
being
what it is.
To women, not throwing the doll down on the ground and stomping on it. What is that teaching them?
Well,
what's that teaching them?
But still, it's just
I'd rather see them pick
the
up the doll and comb the hair than break their arm off and. Stomp all over them and burn them.
That's a destructive manner of a kid, period. That's a playful manner of a kid. Now, I mean, if you sitting up there demonstrating, that child is doing in your household, then that is why that child is doing that destructive behavior. Because he sees that the husband or vice versa, the mom could be beating the man up. You know, that happens vice versa. Or it could be going over the little Billy house next door.
I don't see nothing wrong with boys playing with dolls.
All right. Well, that ain't even a conversation on this show, so. Yeah.
It is right now.
Well, kids need to play with educational toys. So saying that nowadays is like saying you taking the fun out of a kid's growing up and shit. But we're not in the same time that we grew up in, you know. Shit is more media driven than it was before, you know. And my homeboy made a good point the other day. I'm at my homeboy house, and he said, you know, back in the days, they had just built before they built the back in the day, they had when he was a little kid, him and his homeboys, they had just built the sewer. They used to swim in the pond. You know what I'm saying? Now, nobody told them that this was the detention pond. Okay, so from them swimming in the detention pond, they got lesions and, you know, ringworms and shit like that.
Yeah.
But from them playing outside, they used to go down in the open sewer systems. You know what I'm saying? They used to climb down the manholes and shit like that and go into. But guess why they was going into the sewer systems? Guess what they were looking for?
What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It is. But now, this dude 28 years old, and I'm telling him, I say, but now you got to see the effects of what television really had on you and what it has on you. As a child, that shit made you go into some shit that you wouldn't go into at 28 years old right now. You wouldn't set a foot in a motherfucking manhole. You wouldn't even stick your face in an open manhole just to look down and see what might be in it or not be in it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying, what the effects that the media has on your kids and how it puts them in harm's way.
Yeah.
It inadvertently puts them in harm's way. So the actions that you think are just so cute and cool, when they out there like the other little boy killed his sister and shit because they sitting in there playing WWF. And he says he learns the move off of watching wrestling. So they were practicing wrestling. He done put the girl in a headlock. He broke the girl back and threw the girl down a flight of steps because he said he watched that on WWF. He watched that on wrestling. But this is what your kids are watching while you sitting up there at work.
Wow.
And this is what they're blaming it on. They're blaming it on what they see on the fucking TV. But parents still let their kids come home, watch 4 or 5 hours of TV without doing homework, and then let them go outside and implement the same shit that they seen on TV and come outside and do it. You know what I'm saying? Watching Tony Hawk do all his goddamn tricks and shit that took him years to motherfucker perfect. But then they come by and break their arm because they trying to jump off the goddamn curve and shit with their bicycle because they seen Tony Hawk do it. I mean, really, that gets into the point of you got to turn the TV off when it comes to small children.
That's just like Jackass, you know, kids watching Jackass.
Right. Or even seen a commercial
of
that. Even a commercial of that.
I know.
I mean, you can just see a commercial and that'll, you know what I'm saying, that already shoots the kid in the foot. You know what I'm saying? From them trying to go out and get and sit in the goddamn oversized grocery cart. And push their fucking friends down the hill and shit, thinking that shit is cool because they did it on Jackass. But Jackass had a goddamn stunts and advisors and people that if they get fucked up on the scene to take care of them right then and there. Kids don't have that ability.
Nope.
You know, so we're going to get into that. I'll probably cover that Monday. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is up with the media Wednesday? We'll get all of that. Over here in the nuttiest place on the planet, good old UK, a surgeon leaves towel inside woman after surgery. How in the fuck, man?
I mean, what are they drinking when they're doing surgery?
Ah, damn, man. A hospital blunder left a woman with a swab the size of a tea towel. What the hell is a tea towel?
Little tiny, it's just like a little washcloth kind of thing that you wipe your hands off with.
But you wouldn't want that inside your body.
No.
Right.
But it's cotton, yeah.
With the size of a tea towel in her body for 4 months. After what should have been routine hysterectomy operation, Suzanne Miskolowitz, 44, was in acute pain after the procedure. And was put on a series of different antibiotics by doctors. It was only when she was finally given a CT scan, a CAT scan, that the oversight was spotted in 18-inch by 18-inch piece of thick cotton swab wrapped around her bowel.
What? Wrapped around? How is that even possible? It's like the doctor must have wrapped it around himself.
But now she has hit a wall of bureaucracy in her attempt to claim compensation. Damn.
Why is that? Why'd she hit a wall? What is that? Because she signed a paper that said if anything goes wrong, they're not responsible?
They got some old fag-ass clause in there. They always put some fag-ass clause. Like I read on the Nutty News, over 90% of motherfucking doctors misdiagnose their patients or fuck their patients up. That is a direct motherfucking result right there. And that is really fucked up, man. I mean, but that ain't as worse.
I wonder if you can put a clause in there yourself, right in there, if anything is left inside of my body.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm able to sue.
Doing it.
I'm coming after you. You idiot.
That is crazy. That's like the forceps. Left in the chick. I mean, I don't heard so much shit left in people, man. It's just,
instruments. I mean, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Instruments. Yeah, not that
big ones, not little tiny things.
That was light shit right there. I mean,
wow.
That shit they even in there. All right, well, this is to the doctors, man. Damn. Go ahead and give some awards to the doctors. Damn, well, y'all is tripping. All right, here we go, people. Yeah, where we at?
Jeez. Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirt bag, bitch.
Man, that is medical neglect, man. I don't see how that motherfucker ain't fired. That is medical neglect.
For real.
I mean, it. Well, that's some scary shit too. Only in the UK, people. Not really, but yeah, it happened in the UK.
Wow.
In Virginia, state to execute woman for first time in 98 years. Wow, fucking go ahead, people. That's what I'm talking about. Barring intervention from the governor or Supreme Court, the state of Virginia plans to execute a woman later this month. For the first time in nearly a century, Teresa Lewis, a 41-year-old grandmother, with such a low IQ that she's classified as borderline mentally retarded, is set to die by lethal injection. She'll be the state's first female prisoner put to death in 98 years. Lewis pleaded guilty to hiring two men to murder her husband and stepson.
Huh.
Well, apparently her IQ wasn't that motherfucking low. Shit, she knew to hire a motherfucker. Shit, bitch should have did it herself, though. He probably would have got away with it. Dumbass.
Crazy.
Yeah, I guess I have to go ahead and give her that award. Give you an award, yeah, because you just, wow. Here you go, lady.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Bitch. That needs to be there. I don't know why that's missing, but I guess Chevy Chase was not saying biatch back in the days. So, we have to update his vocabulary very soon. In Norway, radio news reporter, no news. Nothing important happened today. Well, I've said that before.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
A Norwegian radio journalist quit on the air after complaining about her job and saying she wouldn't read the day's news.
Oh, my God. Wait. I'm in Home Depot right now, and I'm buying a can of Quick Color Spray Can Black, you know? Spray can? They want to see my eye. They want to see my ID. It's a federal law.
Goddamn right. Shit, I had to show my motherfucking ID when I went to Office Depot and bought a can of air cleaner.
Yeah,
a can of air cleaner, people. Listen, it's a federal law now because your goddamn kids want to go underneath your goddamn cabinets and huff your fucking chemicals. Kids want to go and buy some goddamn air and sit outside the store and huff some fucking air. This is why we got to go through this dumb shit. When you go to Walmart, you know what I'm saying? You got to show ID for ammonia. You buy an ammonia, it's going to ask for an ID check. The little thing will pop up asking for an ID check, people. Because your dumbass kids are out here and you are letting them do some dumb shit instead of smoke weed. So they go and sniff some fucking glue or sniff some fucking ammonia. Oh, man. If I ever caught my kid doing that, I would buy his ass marijuana. If I ever caught my kid doing some shit like that, I would go out and buy his ass some weed.
What is it going to do, though? They look at my ID because I'm buying some spray paint. What is that going to do?
Yeah, well, they just do that for everybody. I mean, it's...
I know, but what is that going to do?
Well, if you didn't have your ID, they wouldn't sell it to you.
I know, but I'm like, they won't. But it's like, why? What's the purpose behind it? Like, if this can kill somebody, I'm responsible?
No, you got to be 18. You got to be 18 just to purchase the shit, people.
Oh, wow,
18,
okay.
Fucking teen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not just up there. That shit is all the way across the board.
I haven't bought any spray paint in maybe a year. This just happened within the past year.
Well, go to Walmart and start picking up household chemicals and watch what happens.
Oh, I don't even go to Walmart. I hate Walmart.
It'll be blow, man.
Walmart is no place for me to be shopping.
Yeah. Well, this says she quit on the job after complaining about her job and saying she wouldn't read the day's news because nothing important has happened anyway. Paya Peterson accused her employers at the regional radio station of public broadcaster NRK of putting too much pressure on the staff. Peterson said in the live broadcast that she was quitting and walking away because she wanted to be able to eat properly again and be able to breathe.
All righty.
What the fuck does eating properly and breathing have to do with the radio? I mean, bitches don't see you anyway, so. You know, like, oh, all righty then.
Can I help you?
Mr. Casper, whoever the fuck you are, brother, you definitely done came to the wrong show, but let me go ahead and give you a warning, homie.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Yeah, if you got a problem with the fuck I'm talking about, you can call 347-237-5125. I don't like no motherfucking chat gangsters and shit coming up in my motherfucking, on my show, popping some dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? Because every time you do, I always tell them, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Goddamn right. You sit there and act like El Ignoramus by your motherfucking self. Ain't nobody in the goddamn chat room, so you gonna sit there and talk to yourself till I kick you the fuck out for saying ignorant shit. Dumbass. Can't stand people just come on the show and just listen. Take your dumbass back into school and shit. Is school already out? I think school already out. Because ignorant motherfuckers start coming to your show and shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying dumb shit. Dumbass motherfucker.
Someone in the chat room?
Yeah, some ignorant motherfucker. You know how bitches come in here and act dumb and shit. Hopefully he'll call the phone like cuss his ass out over the phone, too. We'll see. All right, keep it moving over here to London. Fox bites sleeping woman. All righty, then. A London woman says a fox attacked her while she was sleeping in her bed. The animal is believed to have entered the woman's home through an open window and bit her on the ear. Annie Bradwell scared the animal off and then realized she had been injured. I realized I was bleeding and that I had been bitten quite badly. She said, it is the third fox attack on area humans in the past 4 months. And I did read that. I did read one of them articles before that a motherfucking fox crept in somebody's house. And that's some scary shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, man. Miss Mouth.
I can't.
Just
how did he even get in the house? I mean, what? She left
said through an open window.
Oh,
she said
window?
Through an open window. Yeah. Just give a little heads up. This is coming from the Miss Mouth Times late breaking news, and it reads up, babes, giving you a heads up on a few upcoming events. Now have two slots open for October 3rd, which is the Indie Artist Seminar, and that's going at 3 p.m. at Club Nouveau in Tampa, Florida. We got Charlemagne the God and Nappy Boy Digital, as well as Wrecking the Game Entertainment, because your boy going to be on the panel. Mr. Smell So Good. Number two is Know How to Entertain the Ladies. Now looking, booking sexy male singers, poets, and dancers. Well, I can do that. I can do the poetry part. I don't know about the other shit, but I will sign up for the poet. And that starts November 2nd and every first Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. $25 holds your slot for the $10,000 Indie Artist Giveaway. Central Florida never be the same. Afterwards, call Miss Mouth for details for the private event at 813-235-5553. And Trap Star Tuesdays, starting October the 5th, has been canceled. So they won't be doing that. All right? So that is late-breaking news from Miss Mouth and the Miss Mouth Times. You can check her out at www.missmouthtimes.com for more information. Yeah. And we'll keep this thing moving. All right. In Kentucky, wife's cooking enraged gunman. Yeah, six dead. Overcooking. Okay. A gunman enraged over how his wife cooked his eggs in rural eastern Kentucky shot five people dead with a shotgun before killing himself, a relative of two of the victims said. Trooper Jody Sims of the Kentucky State Police said 47-year-old Stanley Neese killed five people in two mobile homes. He then went to his home and turned the gun on himself. Sherry Ann Robinson, a relative of two of the victims, said witnesses to the shootings told her that Neese became enraged when his wife did not cook his breakfast to his liking. Damn. People do some past.
That's what I'm talking about. He should have been playing with Barbies when he was a boy.
Right. Right, yeah. I'll buy that for no dollar. But what he will get
Sheep-lying, no-good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
God damn, I hate this fucking shit, man. This shit goes so fucking slow. Man. Wait, I don't know what the fuck, man. God damn it. Punk ass motherfucking computer. Sorry about this, people. I'm sitting here arguing with this motherfucking switchboard that keeps fucking moving up, down, up, down, up, down, all fucking around.
It's getting down, baby. It's getting down.
It's down, all right. It's pissing me off. What the fuck is it doing? All right, here we go. Let's get a little Shelly K going on. How about that?
Hey.
All right. Keep this thing moving. We got 16 minutos. And don't forget, it's konnichiwa, bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's Japanese tomorrow on the show. For Tie the Mask on Language Tuesday. Right here live on Record the Game Radio. Oh, yeah. In Arizona, car hits plane on highway. Yeah. A car ran into a small plane that had lost oil pressure and made an emergency landing on a state highway about 3 miles south of Sierra Vista in southwestern Arizona. The single-engine high-performance extra Flugzeugba, which is a motherfucking German damn plane, EA-300 made the landing around 9:30 a.m. An oncoming car then hit the aircraft's left wing tip. The car owner had minor cuts and the pilot was not hurt. And as if you couldn't see this big ass fucking plane landing on the goddamn highway. Right.
Maybe it's time to stop, you know?
Yeah. keep moving on that. Let's get actually ignorant. Yeah. This is in the UK, people. Nuttiest place on the planet where an old man is rescued after drifting out to sea trying to save a trash can.
Okay.
Right. But this explains it. An 81-year-old, yeah, that'll do it. An 81-year-old man had to be rescued by lifeboat after he drifted out to sea on a dinghy while trying to recover a trash can. The pensioner had spotted his neighbor's wheelie bin being swept out to sea as winds and high tides hit the coastline. He jumped in a rubber dinghy and rowed out to sea, securing the bin to the boat with a rope line. But then the strong winds took hold and the dinghy was blown more than a mile offshore before the Coast Guard was alerted. Hell no. Hey, that's
oh my
a funny
God.
Idea, yeah. What a trash can, though. You know what I'm saying? The trash can, I know they was laughing after they got that call and pulled up seeing a bitch float with a trash can, like, is this serious? You about to lose your life for a goddamn trash can?
If he would have died out there, they wouldn't have known what he went out there for either.
You know what I'm saying? Would have just found a goddamn trash can.
Or he might have just ended up missing. They never found him.
Old man takes trash out literally.
Oh man!
In Armenia, congratulations to the world's biggest chocolate bar. Yeah. Anyone looking for huge amounts of free chocolate should look at flight to Armenia's capital next month. That's when the world's largest chocolate bar will be up for grabs in Yerevan's main square. For the Guinness Book of World Records, certified the 9,702-pound, which is a 4,410-kilogram chocolate bar at a ceremony. The Grand Candy Factory owner, Karen Vardanyan, said that the chocolate bar was produced to mark the 10th anniversary of the company. God damn. 9,000-pound chocolate bar.
It's dark chocolate, too. It's not milk chocolate.
Yeah. So you know that shit is extra sweet. Ooh.
Stupid.
Well, yeah, you know, people just do shit to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, you know what I'm saying? Just
notoriety, yeah.
Because they ain't got shit else to do, you know what I'm saying? And let's waste some chocolate. Yeah, we can, you know, do something good with this chocolate, but instead, let's just waste it and give it away at the end. Man, what the hell ever? You could have goddamn did a big-ass charity event, you know what I'm saying? And you know, have people donate that to have a piece of the world's biggest chocolate, and it goes to this charity. Now, at the same time, you know what I'm saying, we inadvertently getting an award, you know what I'm saying, in the Guinness Book of World Records for making the biggest piece of chocolate. See, people just do shit just to be doing shit. They don't do it for no worthy cause, you know what I'm saying, like for beneficial reasons. And that was one of the reasons right there, you know what I'm saying? Just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, people, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, you know, if I had a chance to fly there, I damn sure go and get a piece of that bitch, though. I got a piece of history. History was good. History was good. History was good. All right, and this got the last couple of, man, we out of here. Getting done for your nutty news, people. You know what I'm saying? Woman in Australia, 21, owes 32,000 dollars in parking fines.
Wow, $32,000?
Ain't no way. There's no fucking possible way, man.
He ain't beating that guy who got $1 million speeding ticket, though.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Based on his financial situation. But a Geelong woman racked up a whopping $32,105 in warrants after ignoring 152 parking fines from the city of Greater Geelong, a court heard. Melissa Jaworski, 21, has agreed to pay the fines at $150 each fortnight. What the fuck is a fortnight? Meaning she will be in debt to the court for almost 12 years. Jaworski received the fines often twice in the one day when parking her car in and around Moorabool Street from late 2008 through until earlier this year. There is no fucking way. I mean, first of all, after the first $1,000, down the hill, her license would have been taken. Really, after the first 6 months of not paying that bitch, your license would have been suspended. I don't know what kind of shit they smoking on in Australia, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're still in old nutty Australia, where a UFO shaped like Ford station wagon ran me off road. Yeah. An Australian woman claims she was cut off by two aliens. Two alien beings in a spaceship shaped like a Ford station wagon before it took off, surrounded by green, blue, and red flames. Her amazing tale was just one of the stories to emerge after public broadcaster, the ABC, opened up the airwaves in the Northern Territory to UFO believers. She was driving 12 miles south of Aileron, towards the northern city of Alice Springs, at 4 a.m. with her 6-year-old daughter when they saw the vehicle flying alongside us. I can't say yeah or nay on that because people have seen the strangest shit that I have never seen. So, hey. Man, this is getting even stupider, people. Okay. Now we're in Florida, where mom will not be allowed on school property for pointing a finger. Damn right, we don't play that around here. We teach the kids don't be pointing fingers because that's rude. Right. Judson, ISD officials, said night. What? Said night. What the hell is that? People be writing some stupid shit. Said that the mom who allegedly pulled a gun on a group of 7th grade girls has been barred from stepping on the school property for 1 year. The suspect has not been arrested, but will be issued a criminal trespass warning. A Metzger middle school mother who is accused of pulling a gun after a volleyball match has admitted to confronting the opposing team in the parking lot last night, but she denies that there was ever a weapon. She insists that a gun was not used. Instead, a finger was pointed. Oh, motherfucker, kick your ass. I'm going to shoot all y'all virtually dead.
Wow.
Oh, man. Look at this, the last one, people. This is the last two. I'll give the last two, and we'll be out of here. In Taiwan, it is okay to steal if you are poor. Yeah, that sounds like, how we do it here in the good old U.S. Yeah, right. Police officers in central Taiwan arrested a man for stealing a bicycle and originally planned to lock him up for theft charges. However, the police later discovered that the man was so poor that they not only did not prosecute him, but instead decided to donate a bike to him. According to police officers in central Taiwan's Chai Isle County, the man stole a bicycle from a high school near his home in order to help save his daughter time in walking from her vocational school to the hospital. Okay. Now, most people would just say, hey, man, would somebody donate a bicycle to help my daughter? Or step to the school and be like, hey, I need help. Do you mind donating a bicycle so my daughter can get help from school to the hospital? Most people just don't take it upon themselves to go out and just steal somebody else's shit. Because what if the bicycle that you stole was of a handicapped person that needed that goddamn bicycle to get to their goddamn hospital after fucking school was out or anything else? Or to get home to take care of their sick mama and shit. Or sick grandmama. You know, for every action, there's opposite and equal reaction, people. So, I mean, just because you think that is motherfucking right, that doesn't make it right. Taking somebody else's shit is wrong. Yeah. All right, last but not least. In Texas, school suspends boy for bloodshot eyes.
Wow.
What were you doing, guy? Administrators at Byron Nelson High School and Trophy Club, wherever the hell that is, suspended a 16-year-old boy because his eyes were bloodshot and they thought he might have been smoking marijuana. The teen said he was not high. Instead, his eyes were red because he had been grieving the loss of his murdered father. Kyler Robertson's father was stabbed to death. His mother honored his wishes and let him go to school to be with his friends. To turn around and get suspended. Damn, boy, that is fucked up. That's a double tragedy.
That didn't even happen.
That is a double tragedy, people. That
Excuse
is
my language,
fucked.
But man.
This is for the school.
That's not even right.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
Damn, And for your father, brother, here you go, man. Damn, sorry to hear that one. Jeez. Well, I hate to end it on that note, people, but that will do it for your Nutty News Today. Providing your part by Nutty News Today for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. We're going to get out here with the old Jackal, man. Shouts out to everybody over there at PSN Radio, Paranormal Suit Network. And yeah,
yeah, where Cyanide is at right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's what's up. Shouts out to everybody over there. We're going to end this with This Is Hip Hop, one of the favorites right here on Wrecking the Game Radio from Mr. Jackal featuring Mr. C. Now. And I'll holler at y'all tomorrow for Konnichiwa, Japanese bitches. My Health, Your Health Monday presents Food Poison. Peace. This Heavenly Angel, much love to you, girl. Sayonara.
This is Hip Hop.
Yeah. Yeah, see now, I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, I'm just clear. Come on, yo. This is hip hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask, and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. Down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps. That you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Fading, now lately let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from I might be, slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture and upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim through. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my mood, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shitty stick. But it's simple when you live the way we have. It's easy to
know this is hip-hop, nigga. I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this loop. This is hip-hop, homie, and a form so true. I need you, I plead you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab